Hello there, and welcome to the Make We Converse podcast, where we talk about everything good for your body, soul, and spirit. The aim is to address issues that would entertain, enlighten, and most importantly, inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And now to your hosts, Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright. You know what time it is? It's the Make You Converse podcast. It's Ayo Wright, the Yan Spinner, and I've got Iyare over there. Iyare Alpha.
My people.
My people.
I need to work on this, my intro. I feel like it's getting outdated. Yes, guys. We're back. We're back in flesh. We're back from the dead. We're back like we never left. And my name is Iyare, like Ayo Wright said. And this is Make You Converse podcast. Are you all right? Over to you. Have you been? Let me ask you, how have you been, my bro? Like, the whole world is just turning on your own, like, turning on your own.
So, I am good, man. I'm good. Life is good. It's been amazing past few months. I've missed the podcast. I've had things I wanted to discuss. You know, for us, the podcast is like a therapy for us. It's like therapy sessions. You know, I remember back when you were still in Nige, when even after we finished recording, we still have like another 1 hour session just talking about life. So I missed that. But obviously life is all about.
What you're saying generally is that you miss me, right?
I mean, in a nutshell, yes, I miss you. Yeah, I miss you. Yeah.
You know, guys, I'm sorry, very, you know,
very, very weird.
Guys are very like, how will I put it now? Is this toxic, a little bit of toxic masculinity?
Yeah,
but I've got a lot of
I miss you. Forget. We miss you for church. Man, I miss you because
I can feel it. I can feel it. Like, even me comes here, like, yeah. I miss almost everybody back home. I miss my family. I miss my friends. I miss you guys. I miss the podcast. I miss my football team. Oh my God.
Bro,
that one is like a heavy one. Every Saturday like this, I'm always like useless, nothing to do because just work basically. But because of that, every Sunday, I remember back then, every Saturday in the evenings, we have it. Either we play a match or we have training.
And
it was like an escape for me. And sometimes you just see yourself doing, you don't know that these things are actually like therapy for you. Like, you going out there, being who you are, being a leader, it actually helps. And yeah, so, but basically, let me not bore you with my tragedy story.
Not in my tragedy. And now to the podcast. If you're just joining, we're going to be discussing different things today. First things first, we're talking about Queen Elizabeth's death, you know, people's reactions online, how we usually react to the death of a celebrity. Is it good or bad to banter online? All this type of things. So yes, so Iyare, when you found out about Queen Elizabeth's death, what came to mind? How did you feel?
I was sad. I felt bad and heartbroken. Well, yes, as they used to say, God save the Queen, unfortunately, which is true. I consider that woman as a spirit, an enigma. I felt like she had lived so long because she was not a normal human being, but God has said that he has the final say. Our mama has gone to be with the Lord. So there was this funny video. Did you check to what's her name? Topi Alabi's page?
No, I didn't though.
Is this her song that she is a video of the woman, like the Queen Elizabeth, like, and she now put her song, you know, her sad morning song. Like, he's like a comic relief guy. Topi Alabi in our own Instagram page. Gone.
I'll check it out later.
Anyways, so the Queen is dead. We Make a Converse podcast sympathize with the Great Britain community.
My people
down to the royal family. The Commonwealth, members of the Commonwealth, which includes our very beloved Nigeria. The Queen Elizabeth was a great leader, a monarch, the royal family, the head of the British Commonwealth, and she passed away. Was it 2 days ago? And there was a Operation London Bridge that was executed, and it was very fun to watch. And I remember, like, I was lying down, and there was like tweets about it, and one guy said something that whenever that thing happened, go and check BBC, they'll start wearing black. And immediately, I switched on my TV, checked BBC, and they were wearing black. So I just confirmed that, okay, yes, she has actually passed on. And they had to announce it by 6 p.m. of that day. So they won't announce it now, but there will be news. So they want everybody, all the members of family, to come together. By the way, she died in Scotland. She actually loved Scotland a lot. And she was really fond of Scotland. And yes, but people say that she gave the stability that the British government has had. She was like a figurehead, and she gave stability to the whole British rule. Some people say that because of her, a lot of countries, like we, African Commonwealth countries, were able to get independence. That had it been some other wicked leaders, they wouldn't have given independence the way she gave a lot of us independence. All right, but there are still people that say that they suffered under her rule. You know, it's just how when people die, people will speak about you anyhow. And they have facts to prove it, that they actually went to hell. The Kenyans, the Irish, you understand, went to hell. Even the Igbos went to hell under the British rule. So we just have to like look at it on one side. Like, when people die like this, is it time for us to now start bringing, even nobody's perfect. Do you get me? But like, is it time to start bringing the bad they've done? You understand? Or we should allow the family who have lost somebody, no matter who, how bad person be, eh? Some people look at that person as their all in all. You understand? And if somebody should go, that loss of that person, will you respect that person by allowing the family to mourn over those persons? Or you want to start bringing your own politics to score cheap political... That's what I see, basically. People are trying to score cheap political points. I don't know what you feel about it, Ayo.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen some reactions as well. Me, I would... If I'm to say my own initial reaction to the announcement of the death, if you asked me maybe 2 years ago, if this happened 2 years ago, I probably wouldn't even feel anything, to be honest, because I'd not really been knowledgeable in that regard. But I picked up a show called The Crown on Netflix, which sort of mirrors the royal family and what happens. So the way I reacted to her death was sort of how I would have reacted to the character's death on the show, because I have a connection with the characters on the show. And
sorry to cut you short there, but that impeccable acting in that The Crown, impeccable acting, bro. British guys know how to act when it comes to acting. Yes. British people know how to act. Just give it to them. So go ahead.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm someone that I like shows that are like action. But for me to sit down with this kind of show that is just history, it took a lot of impeccable acting and writing.
Another one that I heard that is very good like that is another British show. It's called Downton Abbey. I'm still trying to like look where I can watch it, but it's also very, very good.
That's on my list. That's on my list. Whenever I get back to watching shows, binging shows, I'm going to get back to that. So shows like that, like a show like that, you know, taught me a lot. It was more educative than entertaining. I got to learn what happened, you know, even though there's some added bits to it, but most of it is actually true. You know, the whole Princess Diana, Prince Charles, the Camilla, you know, the Queen, how the Queen was rushed into, you know, taking over the reign from her dad. It was weird for her, you know, seeing how she had to change, how to move from being a normal person in a way, not normal, but being a princess to being the Queen of England. I sympathize with her family, and you know, I feel somewhat sad in a way, because of, even though I didn't meet her or anything, you know, I feel a bit sad for two reasons. One, because I have my connections with the British, because you know, man's from the UK man's from the UK and all that, you know, man's got a British surname, you know, it's Are You Right for a reason, you get me? So there's that aspect, because I have that small connection, and the other aspect of having to read and watch about how her life was from a show, I could tell that it wasn't easy for her. Yes, obviously there were some flaws, there were arguments of colonialism, colonial masters and all those things, and everything and all those things, you get it. But as far as the reactions online, you know, there's some things that you don't see online. I won't lie, there's some jokes I saw and I laughed at, because it's just Twitter is just a weird place.
I feel like the world is very crazy right now. Like, people don't really care anymore. Like, the kind of jokes that they will let fly, nobody really gives a damn again.
They can joke about anything. But I just feel like it depends on the celebrity. For example, when Chadwick Boseman died, I think 2 years ago, I don't think anybody joked about it. I don't think anybody...
I've seen some jokes.
I've seen some crazy jokes. I remember that there were some jokes about his weight or something.
Like, it's just how it is, like the way the world is now. People like, and it's just most people that are comedians now, they have this thing about when they use their pain to create comedy. So people, it's their escape to, like, they don't want to face the reality of the sadness of things. Like, I remember watching some videos online here. I kind of shed a tear. I'm a very emotional person, so I kind of cried a little bit. The Queen might never miss. Queen might never miss forever. No, like, Queen might never miss forever. I'm from. I shed a tear.
Wait. Did you just say you're a very emotional person?
I am super emotional.
You?
Really? Wow. I don't give that vibe. I'm a very emotional person.
You,
like,
don't give that vibe. You give the vibe.
I can't control it. I feel like it's a very funny
thing. Hard guy.
Wait, listen. It's very funny thing because I can't control my tear duct. Like, I could just be in a place where I could be in the church, worship, and the music would just make me just see tears coming from my... I'm serious. It happens a lot. So I feel like I have too much tears in my eye.
No wonder you wear glasses.
Bro, I told myself that I will never make the mistake of not carrying a handkerchief and a dark glasses to church. You understand? Like, it really helped me because, bro, man, if they sing praise and worship, and bro, I'll be bawling. tears. So that's like a falling... If you don't know me, like, that's actually one of the... I actually cried.
Fun fact.
So I love let it. Me quickly, like, segue back into the topic. So concerning the Queen, there's this how would I say controversial sorry to say that word, a controversial professor who has of Nigerian descent, who is a professor of PhD in the US. Her name is Dr. Uju. When she heard the news of the Queen broke out, she put out a statement on her Twitter saying, "I heard the chief monarch of the thieving, raping, genocidal empire is finally dying. May her pain be excruciating." And it blew up. And guess who knocked on her tweets? Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon. And he was like, "How this is so bad, and you can't just say things like that." Just to put it in context what he said. And Twitter had to, like, even validate and ban that post. So if you go and check on Twitter, like, you won't see it now because it was wrong and people are, like, expressing their views. It's all back and forth here. Like, people are like, why would somebody do this? Why would somebody say this about a monarch, someone that people revere? I feel like sometimes it's just borderline attention seeking. I don't think that people really feel this way about the people that are dying. Just want to, like, okay, everybody's going left, let me go right. I just feel like that's how social media is. Like, and I feel like social media has also given a platform where people can just air out whatever is in their mind. You understand? Anything that is in their mind. So it's possible that people have always had a bad opinion about people that have died, but because they didn't have that opportunity to open up about it. But not only social media, and it sometimes looks good to, or you may be popular to be on the left side. So I feel like that's what people are now taking advantage of. And it's just really, really sad that we are in this era now. So I feel like I've seen worse. I've seen when Martin Luther King, when they are celebrating his day, his day. There's so many, like, random things that are not even true, like rumors that happen. They just bring it out all of a sudden, just to, like, make a political point on that topic. And I feel like it's something that we should just be like, let go of. Like, guy, people has this life. You don't really have. When you're here, you can only do the best you can. Once you leave, and that's the end. And if people are mourning about anything, you should always, like, allow them mourn and not try to, like, make them think, oh, why am I mourning this person? I shouldn't do this because this person is a bad person. Because if the light is coming to you, what would we say?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's almost the same. If not for anything, for the respect of loved ones of the person that has passed, you know, you get that. I just feel like Twitter is just a weird place, in the sense that even if you want to, like, be so moral and, like, you know what, I'm not going to talk about this, I'm not going to say anything negative, you just see a tweet and you go just laugh. You understand? So it now depends on how you want to react. You want to put emoji laughter, laughing emojis on the tweet, or you want to just laugh on your own and move on and whatever it is. It's crazy. I guess when it comes to celebs dying and all of that, there'll always be different takes to it.
Anyway, so from us at Make Converse Podcast, all we can say is wish the royal family, King Charles and his lovely wife Camilla. That's another deep story, man. I will see videos of Diana. She would have made it. Have you seen her eyes? Look at how beautiful her eyes are.
Look
at what she was talking about. I think there was a video about she shaking the HIV AIDS people at that time, where people, it looked like it was a plague, and how it did for the image of HIV AIDS. And it was like she was just different.
Have you watched the season of The Crown where she?
I'm very bad at movies. I stopped at season one, but I want to go back.
If you watch it, man, you'll feel what she felt. They did that dirty, man, bro. They did that.
Who do you think did that dirty?
Well, the entire organization. They were all. It was like an arranged marriage. It was like an arranged marriage, sort of.
Okay.
She was just gentle, living her life, but because she was a virgin and she was like the one, she looked like the one that fits the role the most well, whereas Charles was already in love with somebody else. It was just weird, man. Just weird. Crazy. Somebody else has married. Imagine having a married mistress who is not the queen.
Camilla.
Queen consort. Anyway, we wish them the best.
with all of them. My guys say wish them the best. Oh my goodness. Like, she was just different. Like, I feel like she was so, so different. And she would have been nice to be a queen, a proper queen. But like, that's how life is. They see the good die young. It's crazy.
Talking about Camilla, there's been tweet online about the side chick agenda. You know how, you know, it pays, you know, good girl no pay and everything. What do you think about
that?
I write,
good boy they pay. When good boy don't pay for this life, good boyfriend don't pay. Good boyfriend they pay. I'm serious. Like, look at it. Like, it's just sad that that's how the world has come to be. Like, it's crazy. Well, I don't know. Side chick. Well, people, a lot of people like have. We can't just look at one example and think that that's how it works every time. Yeah. But like you said earlier, Charles was already in love with Camilla, so you can't even point out and say that that's the reason why he was always, even after Diana died, he has been with that woman for years.
Yes.
So look at that.
It was almost like, to him, Diana was actually the side chick.
It was basically like, it was is a advert for why arranged marriages are not good.
That's it.
That Camilla, Diana whole thing. It was just why arranged marriages are not good. And you can't blame the royal family because they have to like pick somebody that is. And that's why you see that Harry do not want to have that royal. He has to go out. William is more of like the play to the gallery and everything.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
But
Harry, you understand, is someone that is inclined like his mom to do things like his mom. He even married a black woman herself.
What a statement, bro. What a statement. Any side chick out there, I don't know what to say, but you know, I don't know if this gives anybody hope, but please make sure that you're the main person. That's all I was saying.
Full disclaimer, I write is one supporting side chick here. We're not supporting side chick here.
I don't support, no, I don't know, please. That's just, hey, we're not supporting.
I write is one of the ambassador of side about chicks, man. If you're a side chick, man, call I write up, man.
Hey, director, cut. The podcast ends here.
Yeah, from the Offers I Make Converse Podcast, we wish the royal family all the best. How do we say Tegobe, Abi? Or we wish them safe journey in their endeavors.
All right, guys. We love you. Thank you for listening. Peace. Thank you once again for listening to this episode. We also like to appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform to share our podcast. Please do not forget to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Make We Converse. You can find Yari on Twitter and Instagram at Yari_Imade and Ayo on Twitter and Instagram at The Yarn Spinner. That is TheYarnSpinna. Also, please ensure you subscribe to our podcast and drop a review on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WhatsApp, wherever you listen to us. We look forward to your feedback. Thank you.